we are at home, we feel ashamed we don't have a real life in the outside world. We are swallowed by laundry. If we have a career, we feel as though we are missing out on more important matters like marriage and children. We are swallowed by meetings.
A woman's deepest question.
Finally, most women doubt very much that they have any genuine beauty to unveil. It is, in fact, our deepest doubt. When it comes to the issues surrounding beauty, we vacillate between striving and resignation. New diets, new outfits, new hair color, work out, work on your life, try this discipline or that new program for self-improvement. Oh, forget it. Who cares anyway? Put up a shield and get on with life. Hide. Hide in busyness. Hide in church activities. Hide in depression. There is nothing captivating about me. Certainly not inside me. I'll be lucky to pull it off on the outside. When I'm going to a party or gathering or just a dinner at a friend's house, really anywhere I'm meeting other people, I feel nervous. Often I'm not aware of what I'm truly feeling, but I find myself reapplying lipstick in the car on the way. The more nervous I feel, the more lipstick goes on. Getting close to the destination, I reapply more lipstick. A little closer, on goes some more. Turning into their street, on goes another layer of sunset rose or whatever. I clued into this habit some time ago when I caught myself putting on another unnecessary layer. What was I doing? I was afraid. At least if my makeup looks good, something deep inside me reasoned, maybe I won't be exposed, found out, seen. Every woman is haunted by Eve in the core of her being. She knows, if only when she passes a mirror, that she is not what she was meant to be. We are more keenly aware of our own shortcomings than anyone else. Remembering the glory that was once ours awakens my heart to an ache that has long gone unfulfilled. It's almost too much to hope for, too much to have lost.
You see, every little girl and every little boy is asking one fundamental question. But they are very different questions depending on whether you are a little boy or a little girl. Little boys want to know, do I have what it takes? All that rough and tumble, all that daring and superhero dress up, all of that is a boy seeking to prove that he does have what it takes. He was made in the image of a warrior god. Nearly all a man does is fueled by his search for validation, that longing he carries for an answer to his question.
Little girls want to know, am I lovely? The twirling skirts, the dress-up, the longing to be pretty and to be seen, that is what that's all about. We are seeking an answer to...